This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project with Michael S. Terrell, who I met at the Doctors Who Rock event just a couple of weeks back. And I'm very excited to have him on board. We're going to play a few clips of a special themed Whole Tones Christmas album that's available as well, uniquely for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, the first to know about this. That's what I've been assured of tonight. So stand by, get ready. If you're already there, it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, special deals. We're going to get to the Whole Tones Healing Music with Michael Terrell momentarily. But first and foremost, this hour, we got to warn people who have cancer or on the way. According to the authorities, they figured it out finally. At least, why are you laughing? This is serious business, Super Don. It's not funny.
I'm sorry.
Half of U.S. cancer deaths are being blamed on unhealthy behavior.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They finally figured it out. You're behaving badly. Well, there's plenty of bad behavior. In fact, I've been talking about this, that, like, you manifest disease when you live wrongly. And then somebody says, well, you're not very nice. You're discriminating, and you're saying I'm wrong, right? Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. Your cells are. You got cancer, right? This is not a moral or ethical dilemma. Your cells are not moral or ethical. They exist. And yeah, if you screw up in what you give them, or you don't give them what they need, what's going to manifest? Disease, right? They're going to diagnose you with something because you didn't pay attention. The cells were signaling you, and guess what? You didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention because the doctors didn't pay attention. Worse than that, they did pay attention, but for the wrong message. The message was, shut them down, shut them up, take a drug, shut it down. And of course, because of that, we don't listen to ourselves. We don't know the language of our body and our body cells. And so now they're coming up with nearly half. It's like, are you kidding me? Is that all? Nearly half? We would say the vast majority of cancer deaths are blamed on unhealthy behavior. And you know what the most unhealthiest behavior is among those with cancer, Super Don? Do you know what it is? Huh, huh, huh? Do you?
Hugging.
No, it's not hugging.
Oh,
that's the opposite. No, it's it's going to an oncologist and accepting chemotherapy and radiation. Of all the unhealthy things you can do, that's about the most unhealthiest thing you can do. Oh, the irony. Ow. Now, this should be a moment of dust, should it not? Except, what have they said? Eat right. Don't smoke.
Yeah.
Don't spit into the wind. Yeah. I mean, really, that's the best they got after all of these years?
Well, and, you know, look, here I think, again, this is not the first time we've seen a headline like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've covered this. We've done this as a moment of duh. Mm-hmm. And at some point here, we have to, for me anyway, I got to take a step back and look at this and go, okay, why is it that we are seeing research after research, study after study, coming to the same conclusion, which is that the majority of cancers... And, you know, from a scientific standpoint, they won't go as far as say all cancers like we would, right? But they at least they're admitting that the majority of cancers now are appearing to be something that is preventable. So it begs the question, you have studied this thing to death. You have determined that prevention is key to the cancer problem. You've got all of these people running for cancer, cycling for cancer, climbing mountains for cancer and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. All of the research is going to places that are not focusing on prevention. They're focusing on the creation of new drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And how to push more of this, you know, radiation surgery and drugs on people.
Yeah.
At what point do we take a look and stop going, hey, look at this new research, and go, mm-hmm. why are you guys misappropriating all of these funds into places where it is not focusing on the prevention? When was the last mm-hmm. time you went to a cancer doctor and the doctor, or any doctor, and the doctor wrote you a prescription for broccoli? You know, or I mean, it doesn't happen. So what is the missing link here? I mean, we know the answer, but it needs to be highlighted. You know, this is a scam.
Here's the example: alcohol intake associated with 25% liver cancers. Well, really, what else is the liver supposed to do? Detoxify everything, right? What do we put in you if we're a doctor? Drugs that are toxic, from the most extreme, right, or to the most extreme in terms of chemotherapy. They call it that, which can kill a healthy person. How about exposure to ultraviolet radiation from sunlight? They say, oh my gosh, that and tanning beds, bad, bad, bad. But guess what our treatment is? Ultraviolet ionizing radiation. Do you follow me? This is absurd. We need to get our heads right. We need to get our hearts right. We need to get connected to the source of all sources. And that wisdom will flow through us. And, you know, instead of shutting it down with drugs, we open up, we listen, and we get the message. It's like, you need to go out to your backyard and start a garden. You need to go out and enjoy time with your family, your loved ones. You need, yes, more hugs, not fewer hugs. And, you know, the things that can help us to do that are often dismissed as some form of New Age quackery. But the truth is, we are spiritually disconnected. And that is the starting point for the physical disconnection and the mental and emotional and all of that in between. When we are distracted by the wizards of modern medicine to make us believe that we are deficient, we are somehow damaged, our genes are bad, or we're deficient in the things that they prescribe to us. You know what? I want the next doctor to call up and say, you know what I prescribe? Whole tones. Whole tones. Michael Terrell came up with this. Well, he said he was inspired to do it, and I agree with him. He's a bright light. I got to meet him at the Doctors Who Rock event a couple of weeks ago. I'd heard about him before, and I'm so excited. In fact, I better start chilling out a little bit, because I've been a little animated this last hour about the fluoride issue and other things when they're talking about coming after hugs. We're going to open the door to Michael Terrell. I want you to hear a little bit of his music, and we'll bring him up in just a moment. The Sound of Healing, Unveiling the phenomena of Whole Tones, Michael S. Terrell. Michael, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Hear your voice. It's good to be here.
Dude, I am just soothed, just by that little clip you sent me this one's called Open Door, 396 Hertz.
Yeah.
And I only want more. I put 5 CDs into my disc changer at home playing it, and I want the Christmas music now. But before we get to all of that, your inspiring story for those that are new to you, Michael, they need to hear how this opened up. I mean, what version can you give us? I don't know, but I want to hear it.
Absolutely. And I really loved your earlier segment. And I do feel just in passing that we've really lost our way. And I was reading more about Pythagoras this week, which is Pythagoras and Tesla are my two big favorites. And a lot of things people don't understand about Pythagoras is that even though he was known as one of the greatest living mathematicians and had Plato as one of his disciples, that he created one of the finest instruments ever created called the monochord. And his whole study was about how to resonate the human body and bring it back to homeostasis by nothing more than resonance. And so that is, in essence, kind of what happened to me. I had this early sense that there was something wrong with music, but I couldn't put my finger on it, Robert. And especially when you're a child, and as beautiful as music is and as overwhelming as the instrumentation is, there was something that didn't ring right with me from from day one. And I spent the better part of my life trying to figure out what that was. And a particular question that couldn't be answered was kind of the beginning of the rabbit hole. And the question was, I went to a music store and I asked, why do we tune all of our instruments to A, the note A, for your listeners, equals 440 hertz, or we could say vibrations per second, if we can. And nobody could answer that question. And I asked that question every music store that I went to, and no one could answer the question. And I found it fascinating. It became like this bee in my bonnet to find out what in the world. Who came up with this idea, and why did they just arbitrarily pick this particular frequency as a tuning center for everyone? And I found out quickly, Robert, that it wasn't the tuning center for everyone. It was assumed that it is because, you know, when you live here in the United States, you know, you go to the music store, they give you the tuner, they give you the guitar, you give it to your kid for Christmas. But nobody questioned the tuner. See, I questioned the tuner.
And I love it. How many times did you get out of here, kid? You're bothering me. I know. That's why I love you already. I mean, when I met, because those are the kind of questions I was asking in my own realm, whether it was music or not. It was like, I'm annoying. I'm not meaning to. I really am sincere in asking these questions, as you are.
Oh, yeah, because you want to know. And I think, well, like, especially in our generation, Robert, when we were in school, the kid that asked the questions was the one that was maligned and made to feel inferior, when actually the one that asks the most questions is usually the most intelligent, because those queries demand a response. Eventually, you're going to get it solved one way or another. And that's kind of what happened. Without going really long into it, basically, for 20 plus years, I kept studying frequency and kept studying numbers, and I saw this interrelationship with music, but I couldn't put my finger on how to shift it to where it could affect the body on a cellular level. And that's when I went to Israel with a pastor friend of mine from Nashville. Mm-hmm. And to make a really long story short, a wonderful story, he had a sense we were supposed to go to downtown Jerusalem on Ben Yehuda Street to a particular coffee house, and that a friend that had no idea that we were going to be in the country would show up and meet us there from Tel Aviv. And I thought that was worth the trip, just to hear that somebody's got faith like that. So we did that.
Nice.
And we walked in the room, and when we walked in the coffee house, there was a guy playing piano, and I started recognizing some of the music, the instrumental music.
Stand by. We're on a break. Cliffhanger time. Michael Terrell. Hold tones. Check it out, oldtones.com. We're coming right back. It's all linked up at robertscottbell.com. Healing music on tap this hour.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The music of Michael Terrell, but I'm almost encouraged to say we're listening to the music that came through Michael Terrell with these whole tones. I mean, obviously, people are familiar with that tune a little bit, but it's incredibly soothing in that and uplifting, and now is the time people are wanting to reach out, so we'll give people an opportunity to do that. But what is it that you do to, let's say, a familiar song in this case, because you wrote a lot of original things, or these were written through you with a lot of the musical discs that I have here from you. And I'll hold that thought, because I know I don't want to diss the people that are hanging on the edge of your story as well. Right?
Okay.
So you were in Israel, you were brought, you went to Ben Yehuda Street, Jerusalem, yeah. You're in a coffee shop, there's music, what's going on?
I get into this coffee house, I'm recognizing what this guy's doing instrumentally, and they were typical worship songs that we would know in the United States, and I thought it was fascinating that he was doing this in a Hasidic coffee house, but since there were no words, he knew he was getting away, and he kept staring at me and giggling. It was funny, and then it was awkward, and then because he kept staring, and so finally he came over to the table and he said, "Hey, listen, I know that you're a believer, and I have something for you. I feel that I've taken this as far as I can." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And he goes, "It's my life's work, which is basically transcribing the Psalms of King David." And I just was looking at this guy. I said, "What's your name?" And he goes, "David." Of course it is. And he said, "If you can stick around for my next set, I brought everything in my car because I knew I'd be meeting someone special today. And I'm trying to go fast forward. But the long story short was the friend that my pastor friend had originally wanted to meet that had no idea we were in the country walked through the front door from Tel Aviv just like he said he would. And I was blown away. He came and sat down with us. And then David came back with a satchel and pulled out two sets of manuscripts, one which was tablature and the other one which was more of like an avant-garde notation, more of a solfeggio or like intervallic singing, you know, where you could just see like when notes are higher or digress, but no polyphony or no key signature per se. Mm-hmm. And so I took those home with me to the United States. And the first time I played the tab, it didn't butter my corn. I didn't feel anything. I filed it away for some other day and didn't mess with it for 2 years. And then 2 years, I came back one day to the house and I just was like, I got to take that music out and look at it again. It's just so funny how time and eternity, they're so different. But I took it out and I looked at the avant-garde notation and something made me think the number 222. And so I was laughing and I thought, if I turn to my Bible and on page 222 it says anything about David, I'm going to lose my stuff. And I did, and of course it did. And I said, it can't be that simple. It can't double it? You can't be. And sure enough, that was what ended up being the center of tuning for me and for whole tones, which is only 4 cents higher than this A equals 440 hertz. But for your listeners, to make it even more exciting and in line with a lot of the good stuff you share, I had to find out where 440 came from. And I was not surprised, but I was surprised by the person, but not the group. Joseph Goebbels, right-hand man to Adolf Hitler, mind control, you name it, propaganda minister, was the one that came up with 440 hertz, which is also known as the German radio beat, which was created to cause discord and interrupt the circadian rhythm of the human body. And so it was a chaotic, unrested, if you will, frequency that was basically what we know in the United States and Canada as what we used to call the standard tuning pitch. But when you find out and you study, there never was a standard tuning pitch. But this was actually part of Goebbels' wartime agenda, was to try to get all the nations to tune to 440 hertz as their standard.
They knew the power of music then. They did. And, of course,
well, they did. Absolutely.
And they could use it for the evil that they did, but it can also be used for the wonderful enlightenment that it can. And, of course, the 444 hertz of the key of David. We're going to play a clip from that when we come back from this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll continue our discussion with Michael as well on the break. Those of you watching on our simulcast on YouTube, go to robertscottbell.com there and you'll find a special offer for RSB Show listeners. Whole Tones Christmas.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Scott Bell Show.
David, 444 hertz off of the Whole Tones group of music that you put together. Michael Terrell, my guest this hour, Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. There's a book that I got as well, and I just feel blessed that I know you now because I heard about you, and just so excited, Michael, that you're on board talking music in a way we haven't covered on this show, although I recognize the healing power of light and sound as a homeopath, resonant energies, discordant energies. This is part of Marvin vernacular here. But to put mathematical tones to it the way you do and to allow people to tap into it, if they just listen and let it wash over them and through them, that's already healing. But there are a lot of musicians out there that can just subtly tune just slightly differently, as you're describing, and it transforms everything they're presenting.
It does indeed. And it's something exciting, too, that people don't think about when it has to do with music is how do we assimilate that? You had mentioned it a moment ago. Only about 10% of whole tones is really in other words, all I can say is that there's a girl in Minneapolis listening right now. Her name's Stephanie Rood. And when I say listening, she's deaf. She was born deaf. And she was the first deaf person to let me know that she could hear whole tones, which she felt it in her body on a cellular level. And I think that's really the most important thing that we forget about is, like, we think about volume level. Should I wear headphones? No headphones. Mm-hmm. Does it have to be loud or soft? Your body, your cells are somatically are responding on a cellular level to this frequency, just like whether you use the laser probe or regardless of the modality for introducing the body to the frequency, the bigger issue is, in the case of music, is it working to do something on a cellular level, and is it affecting organs? Is it affecting your DNA? Is it changing your body at all? That's the big deal. You know, that's
right.
The takeaway from working with frequency.
What is it about youth or even our generation? We like to listen to music loud occasionally, like let it rock. I have a theory. You talked about discordant in a negative context, and I get that from a Goebbels Nazi kind of way. But I also can use music medicinally. Like, for instance, I've annoyed my wife for years because I can actually get a lot done if I play Steve Morse and the Dixie Dregs, right?
Which yes, is, please.
It's kind of fusion, rock, jazz. It's a mix of everything. And people are like, it's not classical, although there are elements of classical occasionally. But for some reason, it takes my mind and gets it out of the way. It gets to hook up with whatever's going on there. And I've done some great writing to that music, which doesn't make sense on some level that says, no, the only way you could be inspired is to listen to classical music, for instance.
Not necessarily. And I would really love to see what happens next time you use the second one in this series, which is 417, called Desert Sojourn. It appears that we have a very similar musical style, and I actually know Steve Morse and met him in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was a huge Dregs fan. But anyway, back to 417 Hertz. We have many, many, many CEOs, people that are, you know, professional writers, creators, or whatever, and they all say the same thing, that this opens up a river of creativity, and they get more work done in one afternoon than they used to get done in a week. So it's been a big deal. I actually spoke about this with Forbes, Inc. magazine, a couple others, because people have been playing this frequency at their businesses, and they're getting more productivity and more creativity out of their team.
Folks, I'm holding it up. If you're watching on the video on YouTube, simulcast, the back of whole tones, it's got all of these things that Michael has mentioned, including Desert Sojourn, 417 Hertz. I'm going to have to focus on that. I've heard it, but again, I like to choose things medicinally, much like I'll choose a remedy medicinally. There's a reason for it. And I think being a conscious about the music you choose, there are reasons that I'll listen to rock and roll certain times, classical other times, country or fusion, these things. And I try to be more conscious about these choices. I think this is the most conscious choice that I've ever heard of in terms of, making a musical selection with the hertz in the right, I guess, frequency, tone, however you want to describe it.
And one thing I always tell listeners is the open door, which I was getting at with frequency work, which you know more about than most people, you need an opening frequency when you're dealing with frequency work. And the beauty of the open door, 396 hertz, which is the first garnet-colored disc in the whole tones collection, it really helps with people that deal with shame and guilt, unworthiness. And that's a big deal when you're dealing with frequency, because what you really want is you want these frequencies to be able to be introduced into the body. This first one basically opens you up to want to receive the rest of them, or like Robert said, spot pick your own type of modality for healing. But I always tell everyone to start with the open door.
Folks, this is great. This is really exciting. Medicinal music. And it doesn't sound like it's... Oh, medicinal. No, it's not like that. The medicinal has sometimes a negative connotation, and I get that, because like we talked about some of the medicine they're foisting on us. Yeah, not that, but this is different. This is, dare I say, loving being hugged by the music and allowing it to flow through you and transform you for for better, for empowerment, for connection, if you will. And I think all of us are looking for that if we've lost that connection. I think, as I've said many times over the years about psychiatry, for instance, we are not deficient in a psychiatric drug. We're often deficient in the flow of spirit, that connection. We're disconnected from source. We reconnect to source, and music can be one of those things. Why do they have the chanting? You know, right? You get your bar mitzvah, you're chanting sound. There's a sound associated with these letters. And again, there's transformation from sound.
What's really amazing, too, is the people that have near-death experiences, Robert, that come back and can actually talk about it in an educated fashion and talk about communication. And everyone says what I've been saying for years is there were no words at all, that we knew what each other were thinking, and there was an exchange of frequency. Everything had it, flowers and, you know, all types of plants, animals, people. And elementally, you know, we don't think wide enough, but you have to realize that, you know, in Genesis where it says, and God said, let there be light, that he wasn't saying that in English. That there was a response. As soon as God would speak, you know, the Hasidim agrees, but that God speaks in over 22 frequencies. And so if that be the case, then the moment he said anything, he would exhaust the audio realm, and we'd already be introduced into what? The light realm.
Beautiful.
It's pretty exciting stuff. We, you know, when you talk about God, we don't often magnify him. We tend to truncate him to make ourselves feel comfortable with his divinity. But technically, if God says something, the response would be light.
Right.
Well, a light would appear.
In the Northern Hemisphere, we talk about Christmas time. It's the return of the light. The Festival of Lights is often talked about in Hanukkah. You know, the light was a very real thing, as is the sound. It's vibration. It's transformational in the return of the light. Now, we have a special offer for listeners of the RSB show. When you visit store.wholetones.com, store.wholetones.com, and it's in the notes, you can do this. Right now, you'll get the Whole Tones Christmas Volume 1 CD and the special DVD, The Making of Whole Tones Christmas Volume 1, absolutely free with your order when you use the promo code CHRISTMAS, which is about a $40 value or more. And it's only available while supplies last. According to your publisher, Michael, there are less than 800 of these free packages left. So go to store.wholetones.com and use the promo code Christmas, and you can link through. I want to play a quick song here, an excerpt, about 30 seconds, of Carol of the Bells at 528 megahertz. Let's tell us about this after we play it. Seconds of that.
No, that was huge. It's epic.
It gets 528 hertz. Now, what is it about that tone that we should know?
Well, first of all, 528 hertz is one of those frequencies that actually has a little bit of what we call substantiation, which both of us, I'm sure, people are always picking on, especially the government, about, you know, overstepping our bounds and saying that music could be medicine, yada, yada. But anyway, there's a lot of research that's been done with 528. The reason I call it transformation is because the original Latin term for it was called megastorum, which means the miracle frequency. And it's been used in a lot of physics work because they actually believe that it has a connection with the DNA and broken DNA chain, as well as they're even studying it to see if it can enhance life extension, you know, telomere length and whatnot. But the coolest thing that I saw as far as 528 was a couple years ago, there was a big oil spill, and a Canadian scientist took a giant frequency generator and a whole lot of power out on a boat and cleared a cubic mile of the most viscous, nasty oil spill water into crystal clear water, cleared it with 528. Just sound. Mind-boggling.
Yes. So well, this is the transformation that it's whose time has come, so to speak, right? We talk about the negativity because we have to acknowledge it exists, but it isn't to dwell on. It isn't to make people even more negative. It's kind of an awareness, an awakening. You know, we talk about the whisper. Sometimes it comes as a whisper. But we're often so confused or disconnected or distracted that sometimes it takes the proverbial 2x4. Sometimes the 2x4 has to be on fire, right, to get our attention. But the subtle energies that are even more powerful of music, of the sound, of these hertz frequencies, I believe these things can transform in ways that sometimes our mental bodies can't conceive.
Well, it's a perfect media when you think, you know, it's like there's the question is, okay, what is the medicine and what is the spoonful of sugar, Robert? And obviously the medicine would be the frequency. It never ends. There's an underlayment of frequency. And how I created that, you probably really like too, but there's an underlayment of frequency and then the music over the top. So the music is kind of the spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down. It's like a painless hypodermic needle. It works
like
every
it.
Time, you know.
Non-toxic as well. Michael, we're almost out of time. What do you want people to do? What do you want people to get? I mean, in a quick way, what shall we have them do now?
What I want them to understand is that everything is frequency and everything has a resonant frequency. And when you can shift somebody's frequency, if you have the power to do that, you can change their lives. And frequency isn't something to be afraid of. It's something that's been with us. It's arcane. It actually is what makes our microwave, our old microwave work. It's what makes our watch tick. It's what makes our communication happen. It's what makes your radio show great. And so I want these guys to take advantage of this deal at WHOLETONES.com, store.wholetones.com, while they last. I mean, if you see this video, you'll get the whole thing. You'll understand what I'm all about, and you'll feel the love.
I feel it.
That's what I want them to get. If there's no love, there's no music. There's
Beautiful.
Not love behind it.
We're feeling the love. We're going to talk with Michael more on the break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to Robert's Water. .com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Robert Scott Belcher. All right, we just got some new sounds. What can we say, Super Don? Now a new like a new motto, because rock in the health world is kind of so passe, right? We talked about doing all different kinds of music. I think we could say whole toning the health world. Whole toning the health world. That could
whole toning the health world. That would work. Dude, I got to admit, you know, this is not an area that I'm very experienced or knowledgeable about. But I cannot deny the fact that when you listen to this music, it literally you can feel it. I mean, and it's, which is far different than, you know, if you just flipped on the radio, right? You know, I'm going to listen to Christmas carols, right? But you literally, when you're listening to it, you can literally feel the physical effect. I can't tell you what it was doing other than the fact that it just kind of sucks you in. And, you know, you're just kind of like, you're feeling it versus just hearing it. And I guess this would go to explain how, you know, you can listen to different types of songs. And every once in a while, there's like a song where it will just, it'll grab you. It'll give you goosebumps and chills and, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, I guess I'm kind of, maybe kind of understand a little bit more about how these things can affect you beyond just sounding cool. Which, by the way, I just got to say, I'm going to try really hard to forgive you for saying that you weren't a fan of Kiss. That I just don't know.
All right, here, let me just tell you honestly what happened. As far as listening to their music, as in high school, I was intimidated by them. Honestly, I was a little scared of them. I said that. It's like it was a little, I probably had a fear of clowns, I guess, when I was little.
I see.
But I will say this. I did go to a Kiss concert, and that changed it. I saw them in I was like, oh, I get it now. I get it. And they were like outrageous at what entertainers, right? It was a whole different, you know, that's all.
All right. But back to the frequency thing. Really cool. And I think it would be cool to get it back on because I would like to know more about, you know, how these different frequencies, you know, and this kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, we've talked about frequencies before. mm-hmm. when we talk about, you know, get into things like, you know, the Rife machines, right, with the frequencies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the stuff that Sherry Edwards has done. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very interesting topic, and I'm intrigued because this music really does, once you listen to it, it is pretty amazing stuff. And it's very cool that we can offer the special on this as well.
Yeah, exactly, folks. There is go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's embedded in there. Super Don, you blast out some kind of link on Twitter and Facebook and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we can put an image up on Instagram for those that follow us there. We don't do a lot with that, but that would be awesome, folks. I just say that kids can ground you. There's one last story if we can get
or
to
get a, grounded,
a,
right?
Or get grounded by maybe you can ground them after they tell you these things, but. It's kind of a funny story, I guess. It talks about kids who are kind of savage to their parents. Not on purpose, per se, but you know how honest they can be, brutally honest? There's a, you know, imagery, like if you have a school assignment. All right, right, do something, what happens in the morning, right? And one girl drew a picture. This is what mom looks like in the morning. And it was a very scary, kind of look. And then this is what mom looks like when she's going out, very beautiful, made up, and all of that. So, you know, they don't have filters that way, right? and I don't know if you look at some of these things, they made me chuckle just a wee bit. Like there's one picture to mommy and daddy from Evan, and a picture of mommy and daddy. And next to mommy, there was a big heart that said love. Next to daddy, there was a line to his middle section, and it said gas. Like, okay, well, a little gastrointestinal humor, not intentional, but maybe if dad's gassy.
These are kids, and, you know, kids, especially when they're younger, have not learned how to, you know, put a restriction on some of the things they might say about their parents. So, they're, you know, like you said, they're very honest.
Yeah.
Like, there's one here I think is funny where it's asking the child, who eats the most at a picnic? And it gives them two options, mosquitoes or the dog. Well, the child decided to go with option number three and says, my dad. He is chubby. He has a problem.
Okay, dad's eating more than mosquitoes and the dog, right? Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you, and you got to click on this to see. There's 17 different examples, but I will say, and just, is, I guess, on a serious note here.
Yes.
Don't think your kids don't notice things.
They notice
the common
stuff,
theme through here is, my mom likes to drink. My mom drinks wine. My dad likes to drink.
Sure, and when your kid's teacher looks at you funny, you got to wonder what they've said. Thank you, Mom, for being wonderful, caring, and this is a card, an honest card from a child. Thank you, Mom, for being wonderful, caring, and not making your meatloaf anymore.
Ooh. Oh.
I know. Mom, you can make your meatloaf. I like yours. Honey, yours too. We got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time tonight. We're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger and who knows what else, because the power to heal is yours today and tomorrow and forever.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.